Good morning and welcome to another River Region Spotlight here on Way FM. I'm Ben. So nice to be here with you, and especially in these uncertain times and days, we love to connect you with great organizations and people that are making a positive impact for Christ here in Kentuckiana and the tri-state regions. And we're talking with a new organization today, new to me at least, the Love Transformation Project. Calvin Wooten is joining us. He's the founder, and Rachel Reeves. And we're practicing social distancing with this interview. So we actually did not have them in the studio. We went out to them and interviewed them live at their location. Calvin, first question, what would you say is the heart behind your organization?
Changing culture. Our vision statement is cultivating a new culture.
Okay, great. And how did this begin?
5 years ago. I do concrete work. So 5 years ago, I was on a parking garage at 3 o'clock in the morning pouring concrete. And I just decided to pray. So my prayer was, God, how can you use me to help our city? And 2 weeks later, Love Transformation Project was founded. Just after, you know, God saying, okay, go do this. And, you know, obedience is the key. And so we was launched 2 weeks after that and been running ever since.
Can one or both of you kind of take us through what your ministry looks like and kind of the tangible services that you offer?
So we offer a lot of services, but we're a lot of people think that we're a homeless ministry, and we're not. And we're not a kids ministry. We're a group of people that love the community. And evangelically speaking, we just want to help. And so that's really our approach. Our approach to ministry and evangelism is basic needs. So that's our way in. We have a lot of supplies and resources. On an average year, we probably put a mil and a half worth of resources back on the street. Everything we get in, from clothes to toilet paper, furniture, whatever. But we use that to get close to people, is what we do. And then once we get them, like this year has been a phenomenal year for baptizing and launching a small church on the street. And all of that started with serving sandwiches and breakfast. You know, so on an average day, you know, on a Sunday morning, we get together, we all cook for an average, I'd say, 300 people. And then we, you know, go out on the streets and serve. We do that for the homeless. And then we have a lot going on with the kids, too. So that same kind of process, free haircuts, all that. But all of those things, and a lot of people think we're a basic needs ministry. We're not. Our goal is to cultivate our culture, you know, a new culture, a culture that loves people, a culture of kindness and giving, versus what we see. The worst, probably, culture in our city is the homeless population. It's the most violent group of men and women that I've met when I met them. But, man, that has changed. It's a really awesome group of people now. And so we've been able to cultivate change, wouldn't you say?
As far as cultivating a new culture, to me, that's something that I think has been needed to happen for a very, very long time. And when I met Calvin about 5 months ago, I wasn't completely familiar with the Love Transformation Project, although the name of it definitely represents what it's about. And to me, it's watching it evolve and everything that's happened, even with what's going on now, I can see exactly why God gave him that name. And everything I see Calvin do, I see basically come from prayer and through God's words, I believe, just from watching him. But one of the things that before all this happened with the coronavirus, we had started to develop a way that we were going to go to the city, our community, and talk to them about ways that they could volunteer. And so our whole organization and all of our volunteers had started to create a way that we could do that. And one of the ways that we had determined was that we had a volunteer say that his company would donate a website. So they'd started the development of a website that would allow us to basically create opportunities for people to volunteer. And so with that being said, the idea is hand in the street ministry, and to get people out and actually serving and helping others like Jesus did, and getting that relief and that feeling of love that you get from actually helping somebody else. So we had created a model that would allow for us to hopefully within the next 3 years get like 20,000 people on the street to be serving. And that's still our goal. Unfortunately, it's happened in this way, and maybe God's way, we don't know. But what I'll say is that with that being said, I mean, people can make that choice anyway, you know, to do that. And that's what we're seeing is that we really had created a basic way of doing this, and it's still being developed. But, you know, to me, it's just important that people realize that our mission is to cultivate a new culture and to unite the divided. And, you know, I see everybody online right now and jokes, you know, how can we, you know, unite when we're divided? Well, you can, you know, in heart and with and listening to God and helping other people. And so Calvin's idea was basically to use the resources of every human person in business, you know, as they were. And he had a hard time sometimes putting it into words, but basically saying that if you're a plumber, step up and help somebody. If you're a therapist, step up and help somebody. And we were basically getting back to the basics of the way things used to be, just helping people, you know. And so we're still in the midst of moving towards that. And, you know, him and I both, you know, I believe we met you, Ben, probably for a reason. I believe in what I call divine order. And anybody that knows me knows that term because I use it all the time. But what's happening with this project is definitely a movement, you know, to help people change the way they think about the way things have been for too long, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to keep continuing on. What would you say life is like for some of the families and individuals that you serve?
So I want to start with the kids because I want to start with talking about our the youth ministries and stuff that we do. We've hit some of the high crime areas. So the first year we was in ministry for kids was at Shelby Park. Within 3 months of being out there, we engaged a lot of the kids that were in gangs and stuff like that. Well, anyway, there was a drive-by shooting in one of the teenagers that we had been helping for a long time. I think he was maybe 12 at the time. Got shot in the back of the head by his brother by accident in a drive-by. Friendly fire is what they called it. Broke my heart. But for these kids out there, that's a common occurrence. You know, we went into California Park 2 years later. And a month, the first week we was there, I think it was 2 days before our outreach, our first outreach at California, there were 5 kids shot on the corner at the basketball court. You could still see the blood, actually. After their outreach, there was 3 or 4 more shot at the other end of the park. And I remember passing out flyers in that neighborhood that year. And in one block away, there was a drive-by with assault rifles. And so, you know, that for those kids in that neighborhood, and I don't think they knew, and I grew up pretty rough, so I grew up with PTSD in that kind of setting most of my life, but I could put my hands on the kids over there that are 10 years old that are suffering from PTSD, from the things that they see, and they need groups like ours and people in general to reach out to them, to love them. Some of those kids, you know, when you hug them, you can just tell that something's been missing. You know, and so that was, you know, being there and doing that. And again, all of this is about evangelism, you know, bringing people to Christ because I didn't get healed really from that, my trauma in life until I found God, you know, and the great healer, you know, as we all know, and to be able to offer that to these kids, you know, even in just a small prayer circle. You know, we begin somewhere. That community's not used to praying in circles, but they do with us. And so that's what it looks like. We're going over there, we're loving this community and trying to pull them together, you know, as a community to serve and to know God. The same thing with the homeless population. That's where we got our start, was with the homeless community. And I remember when we first started, we would go under the bridges there on College Street, and there's probably 20-something people living on one side and 30 or so on the other. And I remember the first time I went under and saw that, I was like, no, God, why did you send me here? You know, but I stayed the course, you know, and after 5 years, we have groups of men and women that are still homeless that play music with us. They worship with us. You know, they don't come just to get the food anymore. They come to hear the word, you know, and that's amazing. It's probably 80-20. Would you say 80-20? 80% come there now to hear it. And that's the bad thing about this with this coronavirus. We've had to break that up and figure another way to serve, but we still have them. You know what I mean? So we're hoping that this thing will resolve quick, but who knows, you know.
Do you have a story or a couple stories on how God has used your project to make a difference?
Absolutely, man. There's so many. But, you know, the big thing for us is recovery. Recovery is big. So we've done recovery meetings, actually, AA meetings, blah, 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 under the bridges and stuff. And the first year, I think all of us were praying for breakthrough. We just wanted to see some breakthrough. The first year, the breakthrough wasn't with the homeless population. It was with the volunteers. You know, a lot of people go to church and they hear the word, but putting it to practical use, that's a whole different thing, you know, and coming out and being able to put your hands on people and touch their life in that way. The breakthrough happened with the volunteers the first year, without a doubt. Now we have a volunteer base that is amazing, and I tell you now, we could not do anything that we do without them. I mean, we have an amazing group of men and women that have a heart to serve, without a doubt, and they radiate the love of Christ, absolutely radiate it, and that, I don't care who you are and how dark of a place you're living in, when that happens, you can't help but notice it for what it is. Everybody on the street knows we love them. You know, that was the foundation of our ministry. The guy that helped me found this ministry, our goal was to show people our Jesus before we ever spoke a word. And that worked. We showed them our Jesus. And next thing you know, instead of us asking them, hey, you want to pray? They was like, will you pray for us? You know, so that just started changing rapidly. And now, oh my gosh, it's just amazing to watch that group of men and women. But there's a girl that that I really care a lot about. Her name is Roxanne. Anyway, we used to serve her. And so now she has over three years. We just gave her her three-year medallion, clean and sober. Amazing girl. But she, you know, that's the kind of the things that we want to see, you know, find God and recover. You know, especially with the homeless population, man, getting them into housing and all that stuff, that's great. But most of the ones I see that go into housing, they lose them really quick because of their addictions. And so we have to be able to go the distance with them and help them get clean and sober and all those things too, you know. And so, and that's countless. Last year we baptized 14, I think, on Broadway, you know. And it just can't wait. We're chomping at the bits to start up this year. But this coronavirus is really putting a kink in our plan. But, you know, and that's what it looks like. It took 4 years of hard work to get it to where we could start a church on the street. And I remember that. I mean, you know, you always have that fear, is this going to work? You know, and God says, don't worry about it, I got this. You know, and you go out. And so we started out, and I needed a worship. You can't have a church without a worship team. And so I posted on Facebook, and this one lady, Kim May, who stepped up to the plate, she said, I'll do it. She was the only one. And she stepped up, and amazing lady. Yeah, the next week, a guy, Danny came in, and he was on his way to church, and he felt God calling him to something else. And next thing you know, he shows up at our, I never met the guy, he shows up and says, hey, man, I have a guitar, can I play some music? He hasn't left. Yeah. Yeah. And so then next thing you know, we had a violinist, which some of y'all probably know. What is his name? He goes around the city. Chandler, is that his name? Awesome guy. The tambourine guy. And next thing you know, the homeless are bringing guitars. And so we always wanted to make them feel like it was their church. And that's what, I think we've successfully done that. So that's, after 5 years of hard work, we church on Broadway is what we do. You know, we don't just serve breakfast. That's just our staple. That's how we got people there.
I love it. Well, probably like me, there are people who are wanting to get involved, wanting to know how they can volunteer and get involved. How can people connect and volunteer with you guys?
Before we get into direction of how they can help us with donations and volunteering and all that, I think to me what I'd like to see is people to just start their day with prayer, if you're comfortable with that. If not, don't, but just try to just smile and like get out of where you're at in that moment. Simple things, because right now people are so consumed with self, and I truly believe what I'm seeing is that we're at one end of the spectrum or the other. We're either in fear or we're in love, and if we can really try to start showing each other that love, even though there may be some fear, it will become more contagious in a good way, and people will start feeling that, and brothers and sisters will come together as we're supposed to, you know, because a church that is built the way that Calvin has built this, to me, is to be that way. It's to be, continue to love each other no matter what's going on. And obviously this is nobody's fault, you know, I mean, so we all need to show each other that love and that uplift, you know. And I think that to me would be the first and foremost thing that I'd ask people to do, to help.
And so on that same note, there's a lot of ways to help, you know, and right now there's such a big need, you know, and I, you know, maybe that's divine order. I mean, sometimes things have to go bad, you know, for us to really open our eyes and get back to the basics of. But so here in this building, we're preparing food, you know, to ship out, to either take to the elderly, the kids, the homeless, whatever. But we can always use volunteers to help cook and at a random schedule. And so that's what Rachel was talking about is a minute ago, is we are trying to build a volunteer base in the community that would essentially grow to 20,000 people. But immediately we need help 7 days a week cooking food. That's our goal, to be able to, you know, there's a huge gap, and the city had asked us for help, and we want to be able to help them, you know, feed the homeless, feed the seniors, and do all those things. And so there's a huge, huge need. So anyone that wanted to volunteer to cook and box food here, that would be awesome. The other need we would have, obviously, would be to serve food safely. So those two things are critical paths right now, I would think.
I'll give a specific email address. And do you want me to use your email address right now, or mine, or Sam's? Or okay. So CWLoveTransformation@yahoo.com is what we're using right now while the site is being developed, our website's being developed. So
my phone number is 502-612-1134. My email is CWLoveTransformation@yahoo.com.
All right, wonderful. Our guests today, Calvin Wooten and Rachel Reeves with the Love Transformation Project. Just love what you guys are doing. And once again, you can learn more by emailing them, or you can search Love Transformation Project on Facebook. We look forward to connecting with them on many more things going on. Thank you, friends, for joining us for another River Region Spotlight. Join us again next week as we shine the light on all that God is doing in Kentuckiana and the tri-state regions right here on the River Region Spotlight.